Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, if you were to meet just about any great athlete or coach along about this time of year and ask him exactly when you should train, you'd probably get a very definite answer. Train the year around. Try to keep yourself in tip-top physical condition 365 days out of the year. And believe me, that's an A number one piece of advice. The fellows who follow it usually have a good head start on those who think they can get away with training just once in a while. So if you've got your mind made up to get someplace in sports, and if you've got natural ability, get yourself a regular training program right now and stick to it. Naturally, you want a training program that's easy to follow, don't you? Well, one of the best, and at the same time, one of the simplest training programs I know is Jack Armstrong's personal training system. That famous set of rules has been enthusiastically okayed by some of the greatest coaches in the country, men whose business is training great athletes. Now, here's what you ought to be doing every single day this winter. One, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Two, use a lot of soap and water, because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. Three, eat a breakfast of champions every morning. You see, eating good, nourishing food is a big part of any training program. And when you sit yourself down to a big bowl full of Wheaties with lots of milk and fruit, you can be absolutely certain that you're getting a lot of good bodybuilding nourishment, the kind of nourishment every athlete needs to help make him a real winner. In Wheaties, you get all of the well-known essential nourishment of real whole wheat, and all of the vitamins B1 and G, and all of the minerals, and all of the food energy that nature packed into the whole wheat berry. So ask Mother right away, before you do another thing, to get you a couple of packages of Wheaties. Then get set to enjoy an extra good, extra nourishing breakfast of champions every morning. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong and Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are cautiously moving through some thick underbrush to reach a rock ledge which overlooks a mountain stream in the wild Zamboanga Peninsula of Mindanao in the Philippines. Some distance downstream from this ledge is a cave where hostile tribes have hidden a supply of smuggled rifles to use in an uprising against the U.S. Army troops. This cave is well guarded by hostile natives, and Jack Armstrong knows that Lieutenant Rawlings has been captured by the natives and is a prisoner inside the cave. Malua has gone ahead to look over the situation, and now, as Jack and the others approach the rocky ledge, they see Malua returning. Listen.
Here comes Malua, Billy. We must be nearly inside of that cave.
Yeah, Jack, and that means we must be pretty close to those tribesmen, too.
But we can't be very close, Billy, or the pack horse would whinny. He always whinnies when a native comes close to him.
Someday he's going to get us into trouble that way, Betty.
Well, Malua, what did you find out?
We now close to cave, Uncle Jim. Me see cave.
Did you see any of the natives guarding the cave, Malua?
Me see lots men front of cave, Billy. Soon you see two. Now, we tie horse, huh? We not take horse with us.
I'll tether the horse to this tree here, Uncle Jim. No one can see him from the trail.
Do that, Jack. Tie him well, but give him enough halter rope to move around a little. It may be quite some time before we can get back to him.
My, Uncle Jim, you talk as though we might be captured by the natives ourselves.
Not if I can help it, Betty. But if we're going to help Lieutenant Rawlings, there's no telling what we'll have to do or when we'll get back.
There, Uncle Jim. The horse will stay here until we get back, unless some of the natives see him.
Fine, Jack. All right, Malua. How far do we have to go to get to that rocky ledge you spoke of?
We almost there now, Uncle Jim. Come, this way.
Oh, I'll be glad to get out of these thick bushes. The briars tear my clothes so. And just look at the scratches on my hands.
We're almost out, Betty. See, there's a clearing right ahead of us.
It looks as if we're coming to the edge of some sort of a cliff, Jack.
I think we are, Billy. Yep, I can see now. There's the rocky ledge Malua spoke of. And here's the last of the bushes and briars.
What? Why, we're about 50 feet straight above the creek.
Careful, everybody. Manny was holding up his hand.
Look, Billy. Look down the creek on the right-hand side. There are a group of tribesmen standing and sitting in the bank, right where the creek turns.
Holy smoke! And they're armed, too. Look at those barons and bolos in their sashes.
Oh, they look terribly fierce, don't they? But where's the cave?
It can't be far away, Betty. Can we see the cave from here, Manuel?
We see cave, Uncle Jim. You see men, huh?
I see those tribesmen, Magla.
Cave right there. Cave go in hill.
But where's the entrance to the cave, Malua?
You see big bush on side of hill, Jack?
Ah, I see lots of bushes. Wait a minute. You mean that large clump of bushes right behind the tribesmen?
That's right, Jack. That where you go in cave.
It's not where I go into the cave, Malua. No, sirree. Not as long as those natives are standing out there.
Maybe we go in cave another way, Billy.
Another way? Is there another way into the cave, Malua?
That's right, Uncle Jim. They're back way. Small back way.
Say, that's something to know. Is this back entrance guarded, Malua?
Me don't think so, Jack. Back way hard to find. Only small all-in hill.
Oh, that's wonderful. If there's a back entrance to the cave, Uncle Jim, we may be able to help Lieutenant Rawlings.
It'll certainly help, Betty, if we have to go into the cave. Jack, take a look at your pedometer. How far have we come from that spot where Michelle left us?
Oh, just a second, Uncle Jim, and I'll see. We've come, let's see, just a trifle over 4 miles.
Oh, that's fine. Manuel said he thought it was 4 miles, so we did locate this cave correctly on the map.
Then the soldiers will know just where the cave is when Michelle takes them the map.
That's right, Betty. If Michelle doesn't fall into the hands of one of the hostile tribes. Now, the first thing to do is to find out if Lieutenant Rawlings is in any danger inside that cave.
Me go there, find out, Uncle Jim.
But they'll capture you, Malua.
No, they won't, Betty. Malua is still disguised as an old Moro peddler. He's been there before in that disguise. These tribesmen think that he's all for them.
Well, they won't think he's one of them after Yates and Karan get here, Jack.
Me come back for then, Billy.
All right, Manuela. You go down to the creek and talk with the tribesmen. Go inside the cave if you can and find out exactly what's happening to Lieutenant Rawlings. If you get a chance, talk to him and let him know we're here. Tell him we've sent a message to his regiment and that the soldiers will be here as fast as they can come.
Me do that, Uncle Jim. Me go now.
Wait a minute, Manuela. Can you tell us how to get to the back entrance of the cave? It might be a good thing to know, just in case they get suspicious of you and make you a prisoner, too.
Me tell you, Jack. You see where creek turn?
You mean that first sharp turn to the right, just a little beyond the cave?
That's right. You go uphill, above cave. You go downhill, on other side, where creek turn. You see small cliff. You see many tall bush. You go to very tallest bush, by 2-3. You find hole in cliff. That way you get in back of cave. You savvy, huh?
We understand perfectly, Manuel.
You be careful, Uncle Jim. You keep eyes front of head and back of head. Maybe Karang get here before you think. That very bad.
We'll keep a sharp lookout all around, Manuel. And you be careful, too. We don't want anything to happen to you.
Me no afraid, Uncle Jim. Everybody know old Moro Pedlar. Me go now.
I hope they don't discover who Malua really is, Uncle Jim.
I certainly hope they don't, Betty. If they knew that Malua was really one of Sultan Natang's chieftains, it'd go pretty hard with him.
But, Uncle Jim, there isn't much chance of their finding out, is there? I mean, before Karang and Yates get here.
I don't know, Billy. But if we don't keep our eyes open, Karang and his men may come up behind us and take us by surprise.
Well, they'll have to come up by the trail, Uncle Jim, and I've been watching the trail. There's not a sign...
Hey, Jack, there's somebody coming down that trail now. Say, there is somebody. I wonder who he can be.
Oh, where, Jack? I don't see him.
I see him, Betty. See that little clearing halfway up the hillside just beyond the cliff? The trail goes through that clearing.
Oh, I see him. But is he by himself? Perhaps Karang and his men are behind him.
He seems to be by himself. I'll take a look at him through the binoculars and see what he looks like.
Suffering catfish. I hope that doesn't mean that Karang and his men are right behind him.
Can you tell anything about him through the glasses, Uncle Jim?
Where do I get these glasses focused, Jack? There. Jack, take a look through these glasses. See if you see what I see.
Hand them here, Uncle Jim. I'll take a look.
Who is he, Jack? Why are you so surprised?
You know who he is, Billy? He's Mikhail.
Mikhail? You mean the Moro who was with Yates when we stopped them?
That's who it is. It's Mikhail himself.
But when we let him go, we saw him swim across that stream where we were camped. He went back to Karang's village.
I'm afraid he didn't go back, Betty. Evidently, he went a little ways back, then he turned around. He's coming to the cave to warn the tribesmen about Malua.
Holy smoke. He'll tell them that we're hiding somewhere around.
He'll do more than that, Billy. He'll tell them who Malua really is.
Then they'll capture Malua. What can we do?
We've got to prevent Mikhail from getting to the cave, Uncle Jim.
This would certainly have to stop him, Jack.
Look, Mikhail's left the trail. He's going right down to the creek.
But why is he doing that?
Oh, but I know why. He knows that we're somewhere along the trail. He's probably guessed that we're hiding up here somewhere. He doesn't want us to see him, so he's going to wade through the creek and get to the cave that way.
Sure, but Jiminy, then we've got to get down to the creek and stop him.
I'll say we do. Let's look around for a place to get down, Billy.
But it's all cliff here, Jack. There's no place to get down.
Yes, there is. Uncle Jim has his coil of mountain rope with him. Will it reach to the bottom of the cliff, Uncle Jim?
I hope so, Jack. We've got to stop Micaiah from getting to that cave if we can. Here, I'll unsling it and see if it'll reach.
Oh, but it's so dangerous, Jack, sliding down that rope.
No, it's not, Betty. The rope is knotted all the way.
We'll try it over here, behind this outcrop of rock, Jack, where no one can see us from the cave.
Here's a tree we can make the rope fast to, Uncle Jim.
Watch yourself, Billy. Don't get out from the protection of these trees. We don't want any of those tribesmen to see us now. I'll make this rope fast here. Throw it over the ledge, Jack. See if it's long enough.
Look out, Betty. I'm going to drop this rope over. Yeah, it's not very far to the bottom. She's going to reach. No, not quite. But it's close enough, Uncle Jim. It comes to within a few feet of the bottom.
We can drop that far, Uncle Jim, easily.
All right, Billy. Now, you and Jack, listen to me. I want you to stop that Morrow if you can. But remember this. Malu and Rawlings are not in any danger yet, as far as we know. And the soldiers will soon be on their way here. So you're not to take any unnecessary chances.
We'll be careful, Uncle Jim.
You've got to be very careful. You're not to let him get close to you.
But gee Wilkins, Uncle Jim, how are we going to stop him?
If you're smart, Billy, you can make him follow you. You can lure him back to the trail and then up towards me. When we get him up here, the three of us can handle him without anybody getting hurt. Do you think you can make chase him up here, Jack?
Oh, we'll try, Uncle Jim. Is that rope all made fast?
It's made fast, Jack. Be careful as you go down.
You bet I'll be careful. I'll go down first, Billy. Here goes. The knots in this rope help a lot. I'll be down in half a jiffy.
Oh, it looks so dangerous, Uncle Jim. If that rope should break...
That rope will hold 1,000 pounds, Betty.
Shall I start now, Uncle Jim?
Not yet, Billy. Wait till Jack gets under the bottom.
Oh, look at Micaiah, Uncle Jim. He's already down to the creek. Maybe you'll see Jack and Billy.
No, he's too far away, Betty. There. Jack's at the bottom of the rope. I hope he hasn't too far to jump.
He jumped, Uncle Jim. There, he's on his feet.
All right, Billy. Down you go. And remember, don't take any chances... That Moro may be a mighty dangerous hombre, but somehow or other, you and Jack have got to stop him.
Jack and Billy have a tough job ahead of them, but if that Moro ever gets to the cave, it's going to be too bad for Malua. When Jack and Billy start up that creek to stop Mikayo, well, it's anybody's guess what may happen. And don't forget that Karang and his men may soon arrive. If they get there before the soldiers do, then Jack and Uncle Jim and the others will be in a tight spot. There's lots of excitement ahead, so be sure to listen in at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Attention, fellas and girls. Tomorrow at this same time, over this same station... I'm going to make one of the most exciting and important announcements I've ever had the privilege of making. It's going to be a mighty pleasant surprise for you, so be sure to listen. I know you won't want to miss a single word of what I'm going to tell you. And say, will you do something for me the very first thing in the morning? Will you make it a point to tell 3 of your best friends to be sure to listen to Jack Armstrong tomorrow? Tell them that you're going to listen and that there's a big surprise in store for everyone. Boy, I can hardly wait to tell you about it.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how.